AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A fourth person, Donald Trump attorney Jenna Ellis, pleaded guilty in Atlanta today to charges of trying to overturn the former president's 2020 loss in Georgia.
And I now take responsibility before this court and apologize to the people of Georgia.
Ellis, along with Donald Trump and 17 others, were indicted. She tearfully read a statement saying she looks back on this experience with deep remorse. Michael Cohen once bragged he would take a bullet for Donald Trump. Today he testified against Trump as part of the civil fraud trial against the former president. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
On the witness stand, Michael Cohen testified that he worked to boost the supposed value of the former president's assets to whatever number Trump told us to. On his way out the courtroom, Trump's former lawyer, who was disbarred and served prison time, was asked about coming face to face with the former president.
Like a reunion.
It was like a reunion, but maybe not for Trump.
We know his record is horrible.
Trump has yet to take the stand in the New York State Attorney General's civil fraud lawsuit, accusing Trump of inflating assets to secure loans. Julie Walker, New York.
On social media today, Donald Trump quickly rejected Tom Emmer as the Republicans' choice to be the next Speaker of the House. Illinois Democrat Nikki Budzinski wants Republicans to get their act together.
There has been nonstop chaos. I've now voted 18 times for a Speaker of the House, all while some of our nation's most significant challenges remain unaddressed by the House majority.
The health ministry in Gaza, run by Hamas, says hundreds of people were killed in the past day as a result of Israeli airstrikes. First it was Ford, then Stellantis, and now a General Motors factory has been added to the growing list of highly profitable plants where the United Auto Workers Union is on strike. The Dow finished up 209 points. This is AP News. An MLB manager is moving up the coast.
The San Francisco Giants have hired manager Bob Melvin away from the division rival San Diego Padres. Three people with direct knowledge of the agreement said Tuesday. The 61-year-old Melvin will be returning to the Bay Area, where he grew up, cheered for, and later played for the Giants, and then managed the Oakland Athletics from 2011 to 2021. Melvin had 1 year left on his contract with San Diego, but leaves amid reports of friction with general manager A.J. Preller. The Athletic first reported Melvin was the Giants' choice. I'm Geffen Kulbaugh.
British Williams, a former cast member of the reality TV show Basketball Wives LA, was sentenced to 4 years in prison for 15 fraud-related felonies, including schemes connected to the coronavirus pandemic. Williams appeared on the TV show in 2014 and was engaged to Lorenzo Gordon, who played professional basketball overseas. Ed Donahue, AP News.